That was the Herald Angel singing Close to My God to Thee. Up next, Born Again into the Light with your host, Angelica.
Welcome back to Born Again into the Light, your AM radio conversation for all those who know and accept the love of the one true Lord into their lives. I am your host, Angelica, and we are back again with, well, with a caller who claims to be a demon.
Hi!
Yes, for those of you just tuning in, a gentleman called in last week.
Fred.
Right, by the name of Fred, who claims to...
How's your father?
No, we're not going to do that again. Please stop doing that.
What?
Look, I get it. You know things you shouldn't be able to know, so we established that well enough last week. Let's just move on.
What?
Move on.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, we all get it, so.
Your sister was the one who stole the money off of your table. You know the money that you assumed that your housekeeper took?
Stop.
I bet you wouldn't be so snippy if I were an angel.
Please, don't start that racist thing again. Look, let's just get back to the show. We had a rather interesting conversation last week, had a lot of callers, and had a lot of feedback from the show, so we asked Fred to come back again this week. Fred, thank you for joining us again.
You're welcome.
A lot of our listeners wrote or called in with just a ton of questions for you, so if you don't mind...
I don't.
Great, we can get started then. Janice from West Virginia would like to know, why are you a demon? If you would reject Satan and give yourself over to Christ, you wouldn't be evil anymore. Thank you for writing in, Janice. Fred, how do you respond to that?
I don't know, Janice. Why are you a redhead? Basically, it's the same answer. We are just the way we are because that's how we're born. Get it? And that whole renounce Satan idea of yours, that's crap. Even if I pissed on Satan and dry-humped Jesus, I would still be a demon. Just as you, Janice, if you grabbed a bottle of hair color and made yourself a brunette, you'd still be a redhead with dyed head. Get it?
Okay, Fred, I think we need to establish a few ground rules here, please. Please, please, don't say that you're going to do any kind of sexual motions to Jesus Christ, okay? Please? Agreed?
I promise.
Okay. Thank you. Our next question
just like that?
Just like what?
You're going to take the word of a demon just like that?
I trust that you will keep your word in this matter.
Yeah, you should. You totally should, yeah.
Our next question is from Patrick. Excuse me. Patrick writes, how did you escape from hell, and what happens if you are sent back? Good question, Patrick. Thanks for writing. Fred, do you care to answer that?
Escape? Dearest Patrick, one doesn't escape from one's home, especially if that home has essentially a swinging door. It's hell, it's not a prison. We are to come and go as we please.
A listener named Greg asks, do I have to read? Fine. Boxers or briefs?
Commando!
Okay, wow. Okay, moving on.
I'm swinging it around right now,
another
baby.
Question,
yeah!
Miss Walder, dear Fred, which religion do you like besides the obvious Satanism? Good question, Mrs. Walder. Thanks for writing.
Well, Satanism is just another sect of Christianity, isn't it? Satanism, Presbyterianism, Lutheranism, etc., are all slices of the same cake, really. And frankly, all Christian religions are my favorite. My absolute favorite. Most other religions ask their followers to take responsibility for their own actions, but not you folks. You blame demons and this devil character for the darn near everything. If you cheat on your spouse, it was because the devil was tempting you. If you give in to your homosexual urges, you blame the powers of a demon in your soul. If I can be blunt, you give us credit for stuff we wouldn't even bother with. As if a demon has nothing better to do than to mess with humanity all day long.
Don't you? Apparently you had nothing better to do than to call into a radio station twice.
Yeah, calling into a radio station and convincing you to give yourself a raise at work when no one is looking are two different things. Besides, all my TV shows are off on their off-season and reruns suck, so what else am I going to do, huh?
The next question comes to us from Lily, and Lily writes, Have you ever seen God? And if so, what does he look like?
Which one?
Which one what?
Which God?
Oh, come on. The Bible clearly states that there is only one true God.
Yeah, and I'm telling you that there are way more than just one.
No, no way.
Yeah, you won't even consider the possibility?
Nope.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How do you know that there is a God at all?
Because the Bible clearly states
Bible, how would you know? How would you know that there is any God at all if the Bible didn't exist?
I think that our loving Father would always find a way to prove his existence so that we may prove our devotion to him. So just answer the question, have you ever seen our Heavenly Father?
That isn't even the real question, though, is it? The real question isn't whether there is a God or not. No, the true matter at hand is how many gods are there? And to answer the original question, yes, I've seen a few.
You can't be serious.
Hear me out. At least consider what I'm saying. Perhaps there is an all-knowing, all-powerful entity that sustains itself off of each human emotion, and that is why humans are such emotional creatures. Think about it. Contentment is only ever fleeting, right? The human life is passionate. It's rage. It's love. It's hate. The gods are dominant beings who battle it out for the rights of the energies of all of the human experiences, and it is only these energies and these emotions that create the energies that they feed on.
Okay, but aren't you forgetting something, though?
Am I?
What about free will?
Well, perhaps there's no such thing. Perhaps humans are nothing but mobile battlefields for each god's fight over total dominance. Perhaps people are their way of materializing their own power and their own control over one another through your emotional outpours.
I see the one God as the ultimate parent, lovingly residing over the children he has created.
Well, then why would this all-powerful father figure of yours allow his children to behave in the manner that they do? Why give them free will at all, knowing what they're going to do with it? And if your God is such a loving parent, why does he have favorites? You know? Why do assholes get their prayers answered and good deserving people get the shaft, huh?
Well, that really isn't for us to know, though, is it?
Why wouldn't it be?
I'm not comfortable with this. I don't want to do this, okay?
What don't you want to do?
Questioning God. I really don't think that God would appreciate that I questioned his plan for me, for all of us. And, I just don't want to get on his bad side, to be honest.
What, so you fear getting punished by questioning the existence and the motives of your God?
Well, yeah. I mean, your being here proves that hell is real. The threats of hell are real. Living out forever in excruciating pain and unimaginable suffering isn't worth questioning God. No, I won't do it. I won't. I'd rather have faith that my Heavenly Father has the best intentions for me.
Whatever. You want to go on to the next question, then?
Yes, I... Okay. Our next question is from Paula. And Paula asks, Dear Fred, will I ever be able to make a living off of my art, or will I be stuck in this crappy day job forever?
Hi, Paula. Thanks for writing in. No, you'll never make enough money from your art to quit your day job. Sorry.
Jim from West Oregon asks, Are demons pan-dimensional, existing in some form or another on all levels of probability and reality, and may they act as a conduit from the lower dimensions to the higher, and can you tell me where my car keys went off to?
Wow. Loaded question in there, Jim. Good for you. Some demons can exist multi-dimensions at one time, but it's fairly rare. More of a fluke than a talent, really. And the ones that can do it are nuttier than candy bars. Totally not worth it, if you ask me. And as far as I know, none of us can act as a conduit between dimensions, though that would be cool as hell.
And the second part?
Yeah, you left him in the bar last Thursday. Check around, lost and found, and in the manager's office.
Well, my producer is telling me that this is all the time we have for tonight. Thank the good Lord. But I want to thank you all for tuning in and to thank our special guest this evening. Fred, it has been interesting.
Steve's wife will find out on May 2nd.
What? Who?
I'm talking to your producer. Steve's wife will find out, and she will hand you a justifiable ass-kicking. And then Steve will leave, even once his wife has filed for divorce, because, frankly, you aren't as entitled as you think you are, and it's going to be more the trouble than it's worth. He will fall in love with someone else and remarry. His children will love their new stepmom. You will die alone, just as you've always feared. So thanks for having me, Angelica. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Fred. And I encourage our loyal listeners to be sure to tune in next week when we speak with a man who had an image of the Blessed Virgin Mary appear on his toast. Thank you all. God bless you, and good night.
Oh, for Christ's sake, toast? Really?
People really appreciate seeing godly images in their everyday lives.
Well, it's no Fatima, though, is it? Yeah, I mean, come on, every fucking bean.
Okay, you know, all right, thank you, and I will talk to you next week.
Or his burrito.
Goodbye.
That was Born Again in the Light. And up next, History of the Bible Timeline, the first 11 chapters of Genesis. Oh, this is riveting, so don't fall asleep, children. Stay tuned.